Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, it's US 99. We are Styles and Roman, and my name is Dougie Styles. I'm married to my wife, Connie. I have a stepson, he's 16 years old. His name is Nate, and last night when we were sleeping at about 2:30 in the morning, all of a sudden this, this noise, and I go, I jump out of bed. Dude, like just jump out of bed.
Scared, man.
And I jump, and I'm on my floor then, and I'm looking around, and I wear contacts. I couldn't find my glass. I have my contacts, so I couldn't really see. And I run straight to the door, open up my door. Like, first off, what am I going to do if anybody is actually intruding into my house? I kick open the door. I run out to the foyer of, like, my hallway. Look down on the first floor of my house. I open up Nate's room. He's in there. I come walking back in the room. My wife, Connie, is like, what was that? I go, I have no idea. I have like a bat next to my bed. I'm sure a lot of us do. I'm about to grab the bat and walk downstairs. And then I actually open up the door to my bathroom, walk in my bathroom, and my mirror above our sinks fell off the wall and fell to the ground.
Oh, wow.
And like the first thing I'm thinking is, well, thankfully it's not like a burglar or someone breaking into our house.
Did the mirror shatter?
But that's the second thing I was thinking. I go, oh my God, it's 2:30 in the morning. Now I'm going to have to pick up this mirror. I'm so tired. I pick up the mirror, fold it over. It didn't crack. It didn't break. Nothing.
Wow.
It just fell off the ground. I don't know if it gracefully fell. It didn't sound like it from the noise that it made. But for one brief second, or actually a couple, I thought like something had happened, like something crazy was going on inside my house. It woke me up and I was scared, dude. Like,
you gotta get some stronger glue.
Scared.
You gotta get some stronger glue, man, and put the mirror back up.
I need that. What is that commercial? That Gorilla Glue?
Yeah.
I need some of that glue.
Or I need some of that duct tape. 312-946-4995. Scary things that have woken you up in the middle of the night. Good morning to Mercedes from Beach Park. Tell us your story.
Nothing really. Like, I'm a heavy sleeper. So, like, I'm from South Dakota. So, like, there's a lot of tornadoes. And there was a tornado outside of our house, and my sister was trying to wake me up, and I just slept through it.
You know what? I'm kind of similar to you. I slept through Katrina down in Key West when it came through.
I mean, you could sit there and throw a bucket of water on me. I'm not going to wake up. You could.
Why don't we try that?
Yeah.
Why don't we have a situation where you invite us over, and we will come with a cold bucket of water and see if you really do sleep through it.
I probably would.
Okay, your address in Beach Park is, we're coming tomorrow morning.
Funny.
Styles and Roman want to hear your story. Call 312-946-4995. US 99.
So last night, I'm dead asleep. It's 2:30 in the morning, and I hear this the loudest noise. Scares me. I jump out of bed. My wife, Connie, jumps out of bed as well. I get out. I wear contacts. I don't have my contacts in, so I really can't see anything. I run out of the room, look at my foyer down the hallway, look around the house really quick. I don't see anything. Come back to the room. Connie goes, what was that? I go, I have no idea. I can't find anything. Look in the bathroom. The mirror hanging on the wall above our two sinks crashed down to the ground, made this loud boom noise that woke us all up. But the good news is the mirror, nothing wrong with it. It didn't crack at all. Is that good luck?
I don't know, but it's funny when you say that you had a baseball bat in your bedroom. I'm not a gun guy, so I don't have guns, but I have a baseball bat in every single room. So anybody that ever breaks into my house, you're getting bloody to death with a baseball bat. Like, you better be careful because I got bats in every room.
Unless they have a gun.
No, they're not allowed in my house. So 312-946-4995. Good morning to Jackie. Give us your scary nighttime story.
Okay, so this is terrible. I was in high school and I was on yearbook. And our senior year, I was an editor.
teacher and we went on a trip to a hotel. So I'm 17 years old at a hotel with one of my teachers, and the fire alarm goes off. I ended up sleeping in a room by myself because the girl that was supposed to come with me got sick that morning, and no one woke me up.
Was it really a fire or just an alarm?
There was a fire on the first floor, and no one got me out of bed. Even my teacher. I slept through it.
So you didn't hear that?
No, I know, right? I was like, you guys are lying. And they're like, no, we were looking for you, and you literally didn't come out.
Did like a fireman come and like pound on your door and like carry you to safety?
I don't know, no, because I slept right through. The next morning, they were like, you didn't hear the fire alarm go off? And I was like, no.
You slept through the Great Chicago Fire.
Right? Pretty much. Turn me on.
It's 8:21 Tuesday morning. Hey, it's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. It's Styles and Roman. And yep, I got woken up last night at 2:30 in the morning. My mirror fell off in my bathroom. All on the ground. It was the loudest noise I've ever heard. I jumped up out of bed. I wear contacts, so I wasn't able to see anything. I ran out of my room like I was going to do anything if anybody was actually breaking into the house. And then I went back in the bedroom, and my wife kind of goes, what was it? And I go, I have no idea. And I looked in the bathroom, and there it was. The mirror had fallen off, but it's scared. Dude,
you know what's
it
scary?
It scared me so much.
Is that when we were kids, our dad would take care of that kind of stuff, right? But now,
we're the dads.
We're the adults. I first moved to my house, three years ago, and I was used to living in a condo in the city. I'm in the house in the burbs, and I'll never forget, it was winter, and I heard like all these noises and crap, and I'm like, I was so scared. I just wanted to call my dad and be like, dude, come on, because I'm the dad. I have to do this stuff, but I chose to like put my head under the covers and just pray that everything was cool. I found out later that apparently in the suburbs, when you have your house and everything, the snow as it melts or ice as it melts, it kind of makes these loud noises or like crack, whatever it is. Totally normal, but I didn't know as a first time like homeowner that nobody was breaking in my house.
Hey, we both have to grow up. It's time for us to get some responsibility.
Yeah, so
we are dads now.
312-946-4995. Good morning to Mary from Tinley Park. Give us your a scary story.
I have ghosts, and a penny actually slid across my nightstand and flew across the room.
So explain in your mind what the significance of that penny flying across your dresser was.
Probably just let me know that they were there. That's my opinion.
Is everybody scared right now, listening right now? Are we scared or what? Mary, is this true? Like, do you have like Ghostbusters on speed dial?
Oh, I've had people to my home. I've had things move. I've had cabinets open. I have been pushed and people have been hit. Yeah.
Now, does it freak you out or are you at peace with it?
Oh, well, I'm pretty much at peace with it. People have spent the night just to...
Can Styles and Roman, can we spend the night?
No. How about can Styles spend the night? Because Roman's good. I'm a ghost free kind of guy.
I want to see pennies flying across the room.
I'm good.
Oh, you're more than welcome to come over. Had a good
time. So the fam and I had a crazy scare last night at 2:30 in the morning where I legit jumped out of bed. I wear contacts. I was looking around the room. I had no idea what was going on. So 2:30 in the morning, this loud boom. And I'm like, what in the... I jump out of my bed. I run out in the hallway, into the foyer, look all downstairs on my first floor, open up my stepson Nate's room. He's in there. He's all good. Look at the alarm. The alarm is still on. I'm like, what was that? I come walking back in my room. My wife Connie goes, what was that? I go, I have no idea. Open up my bathroom door. The mirror on the wall in the bathroom fell. And it didn't even break, but it was the loudest boom. You thought that mirror was going to be shattered in thousands and thousands of pieces. Not a scratch at all. But I will say, I'm still kind of shooken up about it a little bit.
Yeah, because you're trying to like get it back up and you're looking at it and then you see the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
can you imagine that? Yeah. I'm like, Michael Jackson is in my bathroom.
One last time. Good morning to Tammy. Give us your scary story.
Well, every time I swear my husband goes away, the alarm will go off in the house.
Yeah.
And same thing. I'm like, oh my God, my first instinct is I turn it off. And then I'm like, wait a minute, now what?
You know what? They have these apps now. So I have Xfinity. And what if your husband is just doing it from the road? He's just like trying to mess with you.
Oh, he's messing with the wrong person.
Yeah. Ding, ding. And in this corner.
But same thing. I have the bat under the bed, and then I'm like, oh, geez, now what? But as it turned out, it was a balloon that popped and set off the window.
Oh.
But nonetheless, I'm still standing there like, I got three kids. I'm like, oh, geez, now what?
You know what? Those damn balloons, we go to Red Robin a lot, and my son gets those balloons from Red Robin, those red ones.
Yes.
And the balloons will set off the motion detectors because the air conditioning comes on, and it blows the balloon, and then they trigger the alarm.
Right, right.
All right, kids, no more balloons in the house.
I learned the hard way, trust me.
Exactly. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.